From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is praising the people of the Indian financial capital of Mumbai for their resilience after the deadly terror attacks there 2 years ago. And he says the United States stands united with India.
We'll never forget the awful images of 2611, including the flames from this hotel that lit up the night sky. We'll never forget how the world, including the American people, watched and grieved with all of India. But the resolve and the resilience of the Indian people during those attacks stood in stark contrast to the savagery of the terrorists.
Mr. Obama was speaking at the Taj Mahal Hotel. It was one of the targets of the attacks that killed 166 people. He's staying there while he's in Mumbai. The president arrived in India earlier today at the start of a 10-day tour of Asia. What was Hurricane Tomas is beginning to pull away from the Caribbean islands, but the National Hurricane Center in Miami predicts another rough morning for Haiti and other areas affected by what is now Tropical Storm Tomas. Shannon Novak reports from Miami that Tomas is now heading for open waters.
Decreasing wind speeds and a slowing of forward motion are forecast. Tropical storm warnings remain for the southeastern Bahamas, the Turks and Caicos Islands, and the northern coasts of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. But the rain event continues. Another 1 to 2 inches for portions of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, the southeastern Bahamas, and Puerto Rico. The Turks and Caicos can expect total accumulations of up to 15 inches. Storm surge, high tides 1 to 2 feet above normal, flooding, and mudslides continue to pose great danger. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
Police in Oakland, California are on alert for more unrest. Authorities there have made more than 100 arrests last night while attempting to disperse participants in protest marches. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, the demonstrators were upset over a sentence handed down to a Bay Area transit police officer convicted of fatally shooting an unarmed black man last January.
The demonstrations began after a judge gave Johannes Meserle a 2-year sentence for the fatal shooting of Oscar Grant. Protesters say the sentence should have been longer. During his trial, Meserle testified that he mistakenly fired his gun at Grant. He said he meant to fire his taser. Police in riot gear started making arrests after someone ripped an officer's weapon from his belt, and protesters started smashing windows of motor vehicles. Many downtown businesses boarded up their windows and closed early Friday afternoon in anticipation of demonstrations. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
The reputed leader of a Mexican drug gang is dead. A statement from the Mexican Navy says a man known as Tony Tormenta, or Tony the Storm, was among those killed during an hours-long gun battle in the northern Mexican city of Matamoros. This is NPR News. The head of Australia's Qantas Airways says he hopes to have the airline's grounded fleet of 6 Airbus A380s flying again within days. Chief Executive Alan Joyce spoke today at an event marking Qantas's 90th anniversary. The airline grounded the A380s following an engine failure on one of the planes earlier this week. The plane was forced to make an emergency landing in Singapore. Joyce says a second incident involving one of the Boeing 747-400s Qantas operates is unrelated and that there are no plans to ground the airline's 747 fleet. Both incidents involved engines made by the British firm Rolls-Royce, but Qantas says they are different types of engines. The United States is attempting to deflect a barrage of criticism from a number of so-called rogue states as it defends its human rights record before the 47-member UN Human Rights Council. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports this was the first time the U.S. came under council scrutiny.
Dozens of countries, including Cuba, Iran, and North Korea, condemn Washington's counterterrorism actions. They're demanding the U.S. close Guantanamo Bay. Legal advisor Harold Coe says President Obama remains committed to closing the facility.
While that commitment has not wavered, the task is enormously complex. President Obama cannot close Guantanamo alone. We are very grateful to those countries that have helped by accepting detainees for resettlement.
The U.S. also comes under fire for its continued use of the death penalty. Many states are calling for an end to racial profiling and racial discrimination, especially in regard to migrants. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.